Well, just like your M&Ms, they're too sexy for your radio. They'll explain coming up. Here's Gatos and Chad.
Yeah, M&Ms are too sexy. We're going to talk about that. They've gone totally woke. Plus, why
go woke, go broke.
Plus, why are people putting bologna on their face to make themselves look younger? That's all the great stories that we've
I'm
got
more of
today.
A Kodo salami guy.
Is that so?
Yeah, I love Kodo salami.
Anyway, we'll get to all that. Restaurants.
Bologna.
When will they go back to normal? Because I think everybody's looking and saying, okay, Omicron, it's here. It's blown its way through Arizona.
I got 48 different vaccines and them seem to work.
Well, they work. You're not going to go to the hospital if you have a vaccine. You're not going to die if you have a vaccine. So they certainly work. But when Omicron does leave us, and that's supposed to be a couple weeks.
Yes.
I don't know what the world is going to look like. I have no idea. But I think people wonder, after a couple of years, is the restaurant experience going to go back to normal? Because these businesses are certainly trying. They're doing everything they can to bring you in, keep you safe, keep you comfortable. But we all know.
Come to the Valley of the Dirt People.
Okay. So where you live.
You would never know there's a pandemic.
I agree. I would agree with that. Yeah. Because I've kind of experienced that. It's really weird. When I went to Dallas to watch the Cardinals.
Yeah.
There's no pandemic in Texas.
No.
I was just in Vegas. Oh, there's a big pandemic because everybody's wearing a mask. You have to in all the casinos and stuff. But, you know, all these places want your business. All these places want things to try and go back to normal. But, okay, let's go with you. In the Valley of the Dirt People, which is what? Tell
Casa Grande, okay. Pinal County, Arizona City. What?
Is the restaurant experience just like it was in 2019?
Just like it. When I go to the our Arizona City golf course, you would never know.
Okay.
And you're dealing with a lot of elderly people. They're all in there. They're drinking. They're having fun. Nobody has a mask on anywhere. Once in a great while, you might see somebody who has a mask on. But it's just a regular thing. When you go into Casa Grande, you eat most of the restaurants. A majority of them have zero masking policy.
Okay.
You walk on in, you sit down, you have food. The person serving you is not wearing a mask. A few places, especially if they're more of a chain thing, mm-hmm. you might find that. But no, outside of that, you would never know we have anything because we have Sheriff Mark Lamb, who's like, yeah, no.
Yeah. He didn't want to enforce any of the stuff, and I don't know if anybody's... But it's like, it's certain things
and
like,
I understood why. You can't tell somebody, hey, these people we're going to allow to stay open, but across the street, you don't have the lobbying power, so we're shutting you down.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hear that. When you go to a restaurant, don't you expect slower service now? And because if you go in thinking it's 2019, you're going to be really upset. And don't be a jerk.
Well, yeah.
Don't be a jerk. I mean, because, you know, we've even said there are restaurants that have, and we've talked about this, they have a sign at the door, and it literally says, don't be a jerk to our waiters. We can't afford to lose any more.
Yeah.
So
serve yourself.
Right.
If you're a jerk, basically.
So a couple things to expect in the year 2022 when it comes to restaurants. The first thing is expect slower service.
Yeah, I can see that.
What, there are less people? Right? I mean, that's
well,
what
we have the same amount of people, if not more, that are heading to restaurants, but we have less people who are there to serve you.
That's what I meant. Yeah. No, you said it well. Less people to serve you. And so that means, you know, you could have a waiter or a waitress that doesn't have five tables. They have 12 or they have 15 or that's probably too much. 10 tables. I don't know. I got to tell you, I went to a restaurant a couple weeks ago and it was like a Mexican restaurant. It's one of our favorite places. They had one waitress that I saw, and she literally was running from one point to the other.
Yeah.
And we're just like, you know what? You relax. We're here. We're not going anywhere. Take your time with us. Just go do your job. I see you running. Don't worry about us. When you can take the order, come and take the order. And then, of course, she was so slow, I staffed her and didn't give her any money.
Good for you. That's smart. Well, like I was saying, you know, and we've chatted about this before. It's not just like those big restaurants. Down over here, there's a good hamburger place. My producer finally moved here from his many travels for my national show. Mm-hmm. He keeps telling me, I'm going to try this place. He tells me the other day, I go over there and there's a big sign on the door that says, we are closed. Nobody has COVID. Our staff is worked to death and we'd like to give them a couple days off.
Wow.
Kind of. And it was like a Friday. It's like a busy time.
January is going to exhaust America. It's going to be the teachers. It's going to be restaurant owners and people that work there. I mean, wherever you go, there's just a shortage of, because people are ill, they're overworked, the hours have become crazy. Here's another interesting thing. 2022, restaurants is going to get back to normal. When you see an empty table and you're waiting 20 minutes, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
No one there to serve you. Sometimes the seating capacity.
You got one or two servers when normally you have 10. And right. They're having to deal with 7, 8, 9 tables and when normally they'd have 5.
Yeah. I have a friend who owns a restaurant, and he texted me that sometimes they shut down sections of the restaurant because they don't have the people to serve. But also the menu items, they're not always there. No. I thought that was interesting, too.
That's a frustrating, because I've been to a couple places where they say, they've go, let me tell you what we don't have. And sometimes it's alcohol, which I don't drink, I don't really care. But a lot of times it's like, we don't have this, 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 and this. And you're just like, whoa, it's, you know, that's why you come to some of these places.
Right.
We can't get it at this point in time.
Some restaurants are also saying that if you have a reservation, keep it. Some people are making a reservation and they're holding a table for you and you don't show up. I get it. Sometimes things happen, something that happened with the kid or you don't feel good. All right, call and cancel it. That's one of the things that is becoming a bigger thing, because I think it's probably smart to call and make a reservation if they take it, because in January, my wife and I have been to a couple restaurants. We've walked up and they're closed.
Yeah.
So it is a good idea before you leave the house, maybe make a reservation.
Call early. How busy are you guys? How many staff members do you have?
Right. No, that's a good idea. And, you know, if you have a reservation and you don't keep it, that table.
Or come to the Valley of the Dirt, people, baby. We got all kinds of things going on. Plenty of good seats available.
You only have two restaurants, man.
We have several amazing restaurants. Yes, we do.
No. You've got like a Whataburger, and then there's another restaurant.
Actually, we have two Whataburgers.
Is that so?
I'm not saying we're expanding, but we got two Whataburgers, and that is pretty exciting.
That's fantastic.
Tonight, I'm having a Bogey Burger, actually.
Is that right? Yeah. What is a Bogey Burger?
So, that's from our great golf course.
Oh, okay.
It's delicious. It's amazing.
Good.
But like you said, though, the getting food for a lot of these things, certain things to make stuff, is
like the supply chain.
Seeing some of the creativity by people out there to try to stretch stuff is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So that's what it's going to be like possibly this year when you go to a restaurant. I don't know if we're ever going back to 2019. I have no idea.
We'll see. Huh? We will. We're going to. We're not going to live like this forever.
I don't want to live like this forever. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Something we thought we'd never say. Are M&M's too sexy? Have they totally gone woke? We are going to bring this ridiculous story to you coming up on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. The Gatos and Chad Show. 2 till 6.
What's wrong with him?
He thinks you're naked.
My shell is brown. It just looks like my milk chocolate is showing.
Only a fool would think I'd actually show up naked.
So it's that kind of party. Hit it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
So that is the M&M commercial that you'll probably never see again.
Yeah. And they're changing. They want to make things more inclusive. They want to make it more representative of the people. So off comes the high heels on one of the M&Ms. On goes the comfortable shoes.
Really?
Yes. The two M&Ms that didn't really get along, the two ladies now, they're going to become closer and they're going to lift each other up and empower each other.
Is that the green and the brown M&M?
Yes. Okay. You know, and ever since I was a kid, I thought to myself, you know, if only left and right Twix could get along.
And the two sides of the popsicle.
Yes. I can't even talk about that.
I know.
That's a Hatfield
boys. They have to be broken immediately.
What is wrong with people? Go woke, go broke. That's the new kind of thing that you're hearing more and more, because people are, it used to be, look, make it for people to enjoy and eat. It's candy.
Right.
Make it for people to enjoy and watch. It's a television show. I don't need to be preached at. I just.
But the way they are marketing it on television in the commercial we just heard is that they've got 6 different colored M&Ms and each have their own personality in the commercial. Right? I mean, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. So the green M&M is going to... This is so stupid.
Now she's still staying sexy, right?
I don't think so. I don't think you could be a sexy piece of candy anymore.
You can now. No. Yes, because that's apparently what everybody thinks.
So the most notable change include the green M&M redesign.
Yeah, only
which
on Halloween.
Will exchange the white high-heeled go-go boots that she was given for laid-back sneakers.
Laid-back sneakers.
It's going to reflect her effortless confidence.
Is that what it is?
That's it.
That's it.
Who's the bully M&M? Is that the red
M&M?
That's
the red, because red's evil and bad, right. And us gingers have no soul.
So the red M&M, they're changing that, because the red M&M has bully
tendencies. You notice how they didn't make any of them nutritional overachievers? There wasn't a really big fat M&M. Hi, everybody, how are you? I'm a nutritional overachiever.
Goodness gracious. Right? So they're not looking at the shape or the size and all that kind of... What they're doing is they're removing the prefixes from the characters' names in order to focus on their personalities rather than their gender.
I'm going to be honest, kids. I didn't know the candy had prefixes. I didn't know that I was eating gendered candy.
Why?
Did anybody know that?
Well, what's the point of this whole thing? Is the point of this whole thing just to get a little bit of people talking?
No, the point of it is you're listening to, you think this is what people want. The reality is the majority of people, even people
care.
On the left, think it's a bunch of baloney.
Right.
We're moving on with life. Stop pandering to people. Stop trying to give people the stuff that nobody cares about. I read an article today. 10 billion is the number of babies. Shark, baby. 10 billion views. I'm reading the article. What's it say at the bottom? But many people have problems with the song. I'm like, what's the problem with the song? There's gender involved in it, and it makes people feel uncomfortable. This is the article. It talks about how pretty the mommy shark is with the pretty sea and how strong the dad is. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a song about baby sharks. That's what it is.
And it makes your toddler dance.
And it makes your toddler dance. Stop it. Enough. If your three-year-old comes to you and says, hey, you know what? I think I want to be a girl today. You tell them, no, you don't. You just live your life. And when you're 18, we'll run that through that one more time. Enough.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Now we're making our candies. I feel weird now. I'm going to go buy a Reese's peanut butter cup, and the thing's going to be like, oh, my gosh, you've misgendered me.
I don't know.
Psychopaths.
I don't know. Because the commercial is catchy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's supposed to be.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Wise man Steve Zinsmeister.
Should we cancel Mr. Peanut?
Oh, totally.
Because he's too rich.
And he's a mister. And we don't know for sure if he's supposed to be a mister.
They canceled Mr. Potato Head because he was mister.
That's right. They did. Yeah.
Should we cancel Kool-Aid Man because he's nutritionally challenged?
Yeah. That's and here's the thing. When we talk about wokeness, people are like, what would you talk about? Let me tell you. Have you heard of the thing incrementalism? Do you remember a few years ago when all the woke DAs started taking over everywhere and they're just like, incrementally, they started changing the rules. No bail, none of this stuff. This is how we're going to solve crime. Crime's through the roof. Chicago set a murder record that is spectacular. And here we are. Incrementalism has got homeless people everywhere. People just saying it's okay because it's all about don't put the frog in the hot water. Put it in the cold water and turn it up. Because if you jump them in the hot water, he's going to jump out. Excuse me, I said he. They may jump out.
How could you? How dare you?
I know. At this point in time.
How dare you?
This is it. Incrementalism. Start changing the rules. Start changing the vernacular. And this is what we have.
So can we eat M&Ms or not?
You can.
Are they yay or nay at this
point? I eat Reese's Pieces only. Peanut butter cups. Right?
Is that all you eat? That's it?
Pretty much. I'll have a Milky Way once in a while, one of those little ones.
But if I like the green more, am I a racist or something like that?
I don't think any of them are any different.
Well, it reflects society, because we all know those green people.
All right. M&Ms, they go all woke. I guess they're too sexy. What are you going to do? It's time for Pop Quiz.
Pop the Quiz!
Pablo, open up the phones, 277-5827. We play Pop Quiz at the end of the show. True, false questions about today's news. True, false questions about today's news. You get five in a row, you win Chad's prize. If you don't get five in a row, you're dead to me.
Oh, we don't want you to be dead to
602-277-KTAR. Pop Quiz is next.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop Quiz, hotshot.
All right, it is time for Pop Quiz. We don't start until all the phone lines are full. Your phone number is 602-277-5827. Pop Quiz, We give you true false questions about the day's news. It's that simple.
That simple. Doesn't get any easier than that.
If you get 5 in a row, you will win Chad's fantastic prize. Maybe the mystery bag is out today. 602-277-KT.
Bag of M&Ms.
AR.
And they're all politically correct M&Ms.
Yes, they are. Here we go.
Here we go. Quiet hush. Paul in Phoenix.
So dramatic.
I know, I like it. Paul, you're live on the radio.
All right, here we go, Paul.
Hey. My wife likes green M&Ms, by the way.
Uh-oh. So does everybody, right?
I don't know what that says about her, but chances are she's got privilege.
Researchers at Yale have come up with a clip-on COVID detecting device. True or false?
I hate saying it, but it's they claim that it's true, and I'm going to say true.
It is true. I'm totally getting one. The device tells you when you come into contact with someone who has COVID. True or false?
False.
It is false. It just detects COVID in the air.
Yep.
It's the dumbest thing.
We were just talking about M&Ms. Here we go. The company that makes M&Ms is trying to make M&Ms less sexy. True or false?
True.
It is true. He's got 3 in a row, Chad Benson.
3 in a row.
The green M&M is losing her eyelashes to make her look less sexy. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
It is false. She's losing her high heels.
She's got
high heels,
eyelashes?
That's what I thought.
All right, here we go. For the win. Here we go.
I didn't even notice that because I was much more concerned about who she was on the inside.
I know, me too.
And whether or not she melts into my mouth.
The company that owns M&Ms, this is for the win, wants to focus more on the M&Ms personalities instead of genders. True or false?
True.
It is true. Give that man a prize, Jim.
All right. Let me tell you what you won. Whatever we haven't sent out yet, you won.
Whatever is in that.
I think we got a private eye. Oh, and you got some stickers that are old. And I think a water thing Reinhold.
No.
Was that wrong? I think I was wrong about that.
You're going to have to start dipping into your salary.
It's hard. Where am I going to get a prize from here? Where's our prize people?
Just steal stuff.
From where?
I don't know. Go to promotions.
It's always about him, right? Oh, why don't I go to promotions? Oh, that's right. I don't know where Anthony lives. Mike in Peoria, how you doing?
Mike, you ready to play pop quiz?
Yeah, I am.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, he is.
China is developing a
communist
replica moon. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me.
I got it wrong. It's very small, but they're still messing with gravity, kids. I'm telling you. Chinese are doing everything. They want to control the weather now. Get ready for it.
It's China.
China. Another Paul, who's also in Phoenix.
Hey, Paul, you ready to play pop quiz?
Yes, sir.
All right. NBC will not be sending their sports broadcasters to Beijing for the Olympics. True or false?
True.
It is true. The Olympics, they start February 4th.
True.
It is true. You got 2 in a row. A Republican lawmaker in Arizona is proposing a bill that would ban Arizonans from filming cops on the job. True or false?
False.
No. You're dead to me. It's true.
Oh, man.
Why do Republican lawmakers always want to take our freedoms away, Chad?
Everybody likes taking our freedoms away because they feel like if they take our freedoms away, it doesn't matter what side, they get more power.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we as voters need to say, hey, both sides, you guys suck, and we're going to take your freedoms away by telling you you have to work a regular job. Just to let you guys know, NBC paid $7.75 billion to not send their people to Beijing. Yay!
Wait, how much?
From 2014 to 2032, so all these Olympics, they paid $7.75 billion.
With a B?
With a B to broadcast the rights of crappy Olympics.
And they won't even have a live broadcaster there. They're going to be sitting in a studio in, like, New York doing the games.
That's right.
Yeah, that's going to be... That's another Olympic I'll just have to miss.
Oh, darn. It's the Winter Olympics, too, which, as we all know, by the way, Winter Olympics is nothing but inclusive and diverse. With all of the white people.
All right, I'm done.